And now from Treasure Island Oldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of March 26th. This week in 1966, the photograph for the Butcher cover of the Beatles' American album Yesterday and Today was taken, and it never got, well, it did get into a very, very short circulation, removed and reissued with a very completely different photo on the cover. This week in 1975, the movie version of Tommy premiered in London, England. Eric Clapton married George Harrison's former wife, Patti Layla Boyd, in 1979. Jeff Beck joined the Yardbirds as a replacement for Eric Clapton this week in 65. The song Whatever Will Be, Que Sera, Sera, from the movie The Man Who Knew Too Much, a great classic Alfred Hitchcock movie, won the Academy Award this week in 1957 for Best Original Song. Gene Chandler received a gold record for the Duke of Earl this week in 1962. The Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album cover was photographed this week in 1967. Leslie Gore appeared on television for the very first time in 1963 on American Bandstand. Paris police arrested 85 rioters at a Rolling Stones concert there this week in 1966. In 2001, Mr. Acker Bilk received an MBE, the Member of the British Empire Medal, from Queen Elizabeth for services to the music industry. Elvis's movie Frankie and Johnny premiered in Baton Rouge, Louisiana this week. Elvis's concert in Baton Rouge was postponed during intermission when the king got too sick to go on stage. Sadly, he was admitted to hospital suffering from fatigue and intestinal flu. The Jimmy Rogers Show, with Connie Francis as a regular guest, debuted this week on television in 1959. The Timex TV special Welcome Home, Elvis was taped in Miami, Florida, with Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra. Elvis filmed his Hollywood screen test, a scene from The Rainmaker, this week in 1956. The movie Woodstock premiered in Hollywood, California in 1970. John Lennon's boyhood home in Liverpool was opened to the public this week in 2003. In 1973, Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show got their wish when they appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone. Freddie Cannon's Tallahassee Lassie was released this week in 1959. And Barbra Streisand opened on Broadway in Funny Girl this week in 1964. In the studio, Ricky Nelson recorded his very first songs, I'm Walking and A Teenager's Romance, in 1957. Chuck Berry recorded No Particular Place to Go in 64. Dee Clark recorded Hey Little Girl in 58. In 1967, two artists in the studio, the Young Rascals recorded Groovin' and Van Morrison cut Brown Eyed Girl. Gary Lewis recorded Greengrass in 1966. Elvis cut Burning Love in 72. Brenda Lee recorded I'm Sorry in 1960. Fats Domino in the studio in 55, he cut Blue Monday. And Hank Ballard recorded Finger Pop in Time this week in 1960. And lastly, in the studio in 1961, Troy Shondell, he recorded This Time. Birthdays, Diana Ross is 73, Johnny Crawford turned 70, Alan Arkin from the Terriers, and later, of course, an Academy Award-winning actor, he is 83. Rufus Thomas, born this week in 1917. Fred Parris from the Five Satins is 81. Vicki Lawrence is 68. Teddy Pendergrass from Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, born this week in 1950. Steven Tyler from Aerosmith is 68. Rod Lauren, born in 1940. Sarah Vaughan, born in 1924. Terry Jacks turns 71 this week. Eric Clapton, 72. Frankie Lane, born in 1913. Rolf Harris is 87. Randy Van Warmer, born 1955. Ronnie Rice from the New Colony 6 is 71. Herb Alpert turns 82 this week. Shirley Jones from the Partridge Family is 83. Richard Chamberlain is turning 82 as well this week. John Poulos from the Buckinghams, born in 1948. Rudolph Isley from the Isley Brothers is 78. Debbie Reynolds died at the age of 86 in close to the end of the year in 2016. Phil Margo from the Tokens is 74, Frank Gehry 75, and Jim Dandy Magrum from Black Oak, Arkansas is 69. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of March 26th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog and the Treasure Island Oldies Facebook page. All the details at TreasureIslandOldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
treasure island, oldie.